With you, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. And Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard it said of old, you shall love your neighbor, but hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun rise on the bad and the good alike. He causes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. If you love those who love you, what recompense should you have? Do not tax collectors do as much? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not pagans do as much? Therefore, be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." The Gospel of the Lord. This, "you must be perfect," has caused all sorts of confusion and anxiety in people for years and years. But really, the Greek word is teleos. Teleos doesn't mean moral perfection. It's got nothing to do with moral perfection. It means you must be mature. You must be whole. A grown-up. And in order to be a grown-up, you need the grace of God to be a grown-up, to forgive, to overlook, to heal, to bless in the name of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're doing here, reading every day during this week from the Sermon on the Mount, familiar to us only in Matthew's Gospel. It's very long, chapter 5, 6, and 7. But let me catch something of the spirit of the Sermon on the Mount. Let me suggest to you that the spirit of our people in our American way of life has been somewhat damaged. America great in the past was always how much we did to serve people who were poor, struggling. We had all sorts of outreach into the third world. Now our conversation and our language has become rough. It's severe. It's judgmental. It's hard. It's unbecoming. And this comes from our leadership, where if somebody doesn't agree with you, we wipe out the person. The person doesn't agree with an idiot. The person doesn't know. These kind of severe judgments are unbecoming of the spirit and the best traditions of the people of this country. And now, while we were helping people in really great crisis in places like Africa or the Third World, who are ravaged with poverty and with sickness and with illness, the programs have stopped, which means we have stopped. And listening to the Sermon on the Mount, Sermon on the Mount says, be gracious, be kind, bless somebody this day, share with somebody this day, forgive somebody this day, walk in peace, be mature, be whole. That's what this means. Somebody is less when they're bitter. Somebody is less when they're angry, when their anger goes on and on. Somebody is less when they make hard judgments about other people. It's not a sign of fullness, teleos, kind of maturity. Maturity is gracious. Maturity is generous. Maturity is caring. Maturity is forgiving. So we need to somehow be witnesses of the Sermon on the Mount in the manner in which we live our lives and we respond to others. Amen.